everybody. This is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. What do you have? Well, tonight's special is 15 kinks to spice up your sex life. If that don't get you going, I don't know what will. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server until next week. Next week, it'll change to the Discord server, the Enchantrix Radio Discord server. But you must be 21 and or older to partake. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. That's probably your best place to do it, just because I add all the little extras, like the transcripts and all the fun stuff like that. So, how is everybody tonight? I hope everybody's doing well and having fun. I am partaking tonight as well, and I am drinking sin. And it is delicious. It is a very fun cocktail. It is, give me just a second and I'll post it in the room and we'll talk about it a little bit. But it is sinfully good too. And I did take the name and the lyrics from Nine Inch Nails' Sin. I love that song, by the way. Love the Nine Inch Nails. So, what sin is? Well, it's a little bit different for everybody, but this drink is 2 ounces of Sierra Norte whiskey. That's a different one, huh? It's really, really good. 1 ounce of Contreau. 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, and 1/4 teaspoon of activated charcoal, food grade. Don't just go and grab charcoal out of the grill and put it in there. That would be pretty nasty, and you don't want to do that. And then you rim the glass with black sugar. And what you do with this, you put all the ingredients in a shaker filled with fresh ice, and you just shake the hell out of it till it's good and mixed and good and cold. And then in that rimmed rocks glass, you strain over fresh ice and you garnish it with a lime wheel and you just have a ball drinking it. It is delicious, by the way. In fact, it's time for another little sip. What do you think? Yep. Still just as good as the first sip. Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about 15 kinks. There are so many kinks, and they overlap a lot of times too. So just bear in mind when I go through these. And this is an open invitation for any of you. If I hit upon a kink that you want to know a little bit more about, because all we're doing is just hitting the very high spots tonight. There's no way to get into any kind of real detail. There's just too much. But if any one of these kinks gets your motor running, gets you hot and bothered, and you want to do a full episode on it, you just let me know and I will put it together for you. Because this show is all about having fun. And it is for you as much as it is for me to sit here and talk. So, with all that said, so are you curious about kinks, but not sure where to start? Maybe. Well, you're not alone. Part of the thrill of kinks is doing something that feels, well, kind of fucking taboo, something naughty. And that's why I love kink so much, because it just gives the Puritans the big middle fucking finger. And I love doing that at every chance I get. Well, and, you know, a kink is kind of a moving target. One person's kink is another person's typical Tuesday night. Yes, me. So, and preferences will differ from everyone, and it's all about finding what makes you feel good. What kink gets your motor running? That's what you're after. And if you're ready to experiment, I've got you covered with the ultimate list of kinks to try, where you'll find sexy acts, titillating dynamics, hot ideas, and something that should spice up that sex life of yours. Even if it's a solo sex life, there is something here for you as well. So, let's start off by, what's the difference between a kink and a fetish? I've kind of gone over this before, but I'm going to revisit this a little bit because it is fucking important. A kink and a fetish are often interchangeable. Kink or kinky is typically used as a catch-all for anything considered a little edgy and is usually associated with BDSM, which is grossly inaccurate. That is a definition I pulled from the website. It is not just BDSM. Fetishes are a group of things that are, they fall under the kink umbrella. But it's not just BDSM. That is such, that's a catch-all for every website you go to when they start talking about kinks and fetishes. Oh, it's BDSM. Bullshit. I'm going to give you an example and you tell me how on any planet this is BDSM. Sensation play with silk. How is that BDSM? It's not. That's a totally different thing, but it is a kink. It's also a fetish. So, our British society likes to group everything not mainstream into BDSM. That's what they like to do. And it's because the BDSM has such an edgy feel to it. If they group it into that, they can make it sound even more antisocial and something that is so wrong that you shouldn't do it. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, anything they tell you is wrong and you shouldn't do, fucking embrace it, because you are missing out if you're not. So, now back to the definition and explaining the difference. A kink is any kind of nonconformist erotic interest, whereas a fetish involves an attraction to an object or a specific body part, such as a foot fetish or a satin fetish or a panty fetish. So fetishes all fall under a kink umbrella. Fetishes are a little bit more defined, a little bit more targeted towards certain items. Fetishes and kinks are closely tied and often described as a non-normative sexual interest. Studies consistently show that people that engage in one or more kinks are usually more happy and enjoy a more fulfilled sex life. You can stick that unfolded umbrella, fetish umbrella, right where I want you to put it. And then I want you to open it. So we're going to dive into my 15 kinks that I have chosen for you. In a Puritan's ass, that's an even better answer, Callie. Shove it as far up their ass and then open it up and let them say, ooh la la, what have I been missing? So these kinks that I have for you tonight, there's 15 of them. And there's going to be a couple that have subcategories because, well, they just do. They're in no particular order. These are not in the order of my preferences, not at all. They're just 15 that I picked that I think would be a good starting place for this. And like I said, I'm going to kind of touch on them a little quickly because there are 15 of them. And if you have any questions, stop me and I'll gladly go into them deeper. I am working on trying to keep up with the chat while I go over this because my notes are quite extensive tonight. So bear with me. Number one, sensation play. We've done a show about sensation play. We've done a couple of things about it. I love sensation play. Sensation play is one of my favorite kinks. And with that, it encompasses so many different things. But the definition that I want to give you is sensation play encompasses many activities that are generally light and enjoyable and can generally heighten pleasure of sex. This type of play is an excellent example of kink play that doesn't include physical pain, however it can. I love that. There are lots of tools and toys you can use to provide sensation, from Wartenberg wheels to silky lingeries to feathers for tickling and teasing. Sensation play, often combined with blindfolds, another sensation sight. You're depriving that sight. Vampire gloves are good too, if you like that, if you're into that kind of thing. Very good. You can also just take a pair of garden gloves and put tacks in them sticking out, and you can use them as a sensation play too. That's the poor man's way of doing it. Yep. So, sensation play is often combined with blindfolds, depriving you of the sensation of sight, causing a surprise when something does happen to you. Also, earmuffs, depriving you of hearing. That is another good way. But in order to get the most out of sensation, the best way to get the most out of sensation play is to combine many different sensation techniques, depriving hearing, depriving sight, giving sight, making something that is very arousing to be heard, smells, depriving smells, all kinds of different ways. You can go both directions with this, but always combine the sensations when you're having sensation play. It will make your experience exponentially better. Yes. Yeah, what I was talking about, Mott, is a do-it-yourself way to do it. So, now the next one, I love doing this. And this one has a couple different things that it can be, but we're going to touch upon that. Orgasm control. That is where you give up the right, and I'm going to say that again, the right to have an orgasm whenever you want, and you give that control up to your partner or to your mistress. And there are many different ways you can do this, but just a quick little definition of what I wrote. Orgasm control means letting one partner have complete control over when or if or any other aspect of having an orgasm. In the mildest forms, this can involve saying please and begging before having an orgasm. In a more extreme cases, you may not come for days, maybe even weeks. And then in the most extreme cases is when you have a Miss K or Miss Krista ruined orgasm. And no, a ruined orgasm is not an orgasm at all. It is ruined. You don't get anything but just the sheer grief of thinking that you should have gotten something. Callie says she never understood the appeal of chastity until she tried a cage for the first time. Well, you know, and the chastity thing is a lot of fun too. And that can go under orgasm control too. And matter of fact, it does. Chastity does fall under that. And it does because it can limit I'm not going to say it eliminates you having the ability to come, because I have given some very, very intense Christgasms while somebody was wearing a chastity cage. So, number three, humiliation play. I get a lot of that. I love doing this. And first and foremost, humiliation play and name calling are two fucking different things. You can be humiliated with some name calling, but name calling is name calling, and humiliation play requires an act of something you do that causes humiliation. So please do not confuse the two. I don't mind calling you any name in the book. I have no qualms with that. But that is not true humiliation play. Now, calling you that name in front of somebody that has no idea that you like being called that name, now we're talking about humiliation play. Humiliation play is the erotic humiliation or embarrassment is a psychological kink. It can be verbal, such as dirty talk or teasing, or physical, like having someone perform a potentially embarrassing activity like stripping or crawling on the ground or going to the store and asking the sales lady, what size panties do you think I wear? That's a fun one. I love doing that and being on the phone with you when you're doing it. Oh, I love that so much. So, and dependent upon the culture or context, humiliation play can be played out even in a private setting if you invite the right people. And what I mean by that, I have done this in many cases to where I've had a partner that liked a little bit of humiliation play. And I'd invite girlfriends over and make him take his pants off and show him just how pathetic he truly was. That's humiliation, especially when he was not prepared to show everybody his size. Now, I say that and I mean in a very, very strong manner. Make sure you have consent. Now, he may not have consented to know who was doing it, but he had consented prior that I may share the details of his size with my friends. He just didn't realize what it was going to be. But do have consent. Don't do shit that's just mean and hateful and all that. Don't do that. That's not cool. And that's a good way to just really take the kink and just turn it into something distasteful. So don't do that. Number four, I hate this. I hate it with a passion. I will not let somebody do this to me willingly. You have to overpower me to do this. And I have had it done to me, and I do not like it. And as much as I fucking hate it, it does turn me on. So I do kind of like it, but I hate it in the moment. And that's tickling. Like any other kink, people might be into giving or receiving side of tickling. Tickling kinks or fetishes are great reminders that BDSM isn't all serious business, because it ain't all BDSM. Remember that. Remember. And laughter belongs in the dungeon too. If tickling turns you on, there are varieties of toys and techniques you can use. Focus on what feels best for you. And if you like the tickle monster, hey, unleash them. Number five, one of my favorites. Oh my God, I love this one. And trust me, if you have not done this, you need to put this on your bucket list. Silk can tickle, but it's more of a sensation, and it's more of an erotic sensation than tickle. It's almost that light touch silk can be, I don't know, there's a difference than to me than being tickled with. So I believe that's more, the silk tickles is more of a sensory overload than it is a tickle. But now back to number five, threesomes and moresomes. And yes, I am a huge fan. Threesomes, I have a rule. If I'm going to do a male, female threesome, my rule is the two men have to be at least, at the very minimum, bicurious. Because nothing kills the mood for the woman more than two homophobic dudes afraid that their dicks are going to touch. Oh, God, I hate that. I've had one of those and swore that I would never do it again, and I have not since. I cannot stand homophobia, especially if you're going into a situation knowing that you're going to go fuck a woman with another man. And you're homophobic? What the fuck are you even doing in this situation? Just saying. Throwing it out there. Threesomes and group sex regularly top the list of common fantasies. I know they do with me. Having more bodies around can facilitate a variety of other kinks, including voyeurism and exhibitionism, which we will get to later. Threesomes can also be a great way to explore your sexuality and try new things by bringing in partners with unique skill sets or unique equipment. I've said this many, many times, and I'm going to say it again. It's not fucking gay if you have a woman with you, playing along, showing you and fucking you and doing all these fun things with you. It's just sex. That's all it is. Now, if you go hook up at a glory hole and suck a dick and, you know, that's your thing, hey, I'm not judging you. That might be a little gay. But if I take you to the glory hole and tell you to suck a dick, guess what? You're just obeying your mistress. That is not gay. That's just doing what you're told. Now, most guys' fantasy is usually two girls and a guy, you know, him getting all the attention. Well, I like that as well. But the guy don't get all the attention. Oh, trust me. No. There is a thing about two women being together in front of a man that makes us just even more amorous and more frisky and more willing to let down our guard a little bit more and do a little bit more freaky shit. And anytime you get two women together like that, it almost becomes a competition to find out who he wants to be with more. And it becomes even hotter for the man. And it's a lot of fun to do that. So, moresomes and threesomes, all of that. I love it all. I am going to tell a quick little story here at this point. I used to live in between Orlando and Tampa, and I was a member of a fetish club. Basically, what it was an old antebellum house down on Colonial Drive in Orlando, the old Ritz area of town. And this club had, like you said, it was an old antebellum mansion, so there was tons of rooms, and there was a room pretty much for every main fetish. And in the great room of this mansion, they always had the orgies. They called it the orgy room. That's what it was. And I had my very first experience with an orgy in that room. And the beautiful thing about these clubs, you're in this room, that doesn't mean that anybody can just come up and stick their dick in you. That's not how it works. You can still say, no, thank you, I'm not interested in you. And then move on to somebody else, because there's plenty, plenty of people to play with. But it was my first experience, and it gave me a love for multiples. Just the act of being able to have multiple partners all at once was just an exhilarating, fun experience. Fun. So that's my story on Morsums. And now, number six, virtual sex. I think we all know a little bit about that, don't we? Well, Potato, that's probably a good idea. It's always best to start off with one and then work your way up. Learn to crawl before you walk. Good, that's a good point. Virtual sex. I think we all have a little bit of experience with this. People have been using new technologies for sex from the moment they were invented. And these days, virtual sex is more popular than ever. From sexting, a new interest, or flirting with a longtime partner online, expressing yourself from the safety of a screen or a phone or a chat can make it easier to take risk and try new things. Over the past few years, people have gotten even more creative when it comes to playing at a distance, and the availability of video platforms has helped. From one-on-one play to virtual sex parties, there are countless ways to connect. Calling your mistress up, doing one-way calls even, to where you show her what you're doing. All those things. Yes, I've never experienced Second Life. I'm not much into the gaming part of all this, and I don't know much about it, but I have done a little bit of research and read about it, so I do know what that is, Callie. So, and also, virtual sex can also include, you know, one of my favorite things. Shadowbation. Does everybody remember Shadowbation? That's where you get a toy that can be controlled remotely, male or female, doesn't matter. Insert, or it can just be on the outside, whatever. And you give control to a friend or a group of friends, and you go out in public. And you have no idea when that toy is going to be activated. That is Shadowbation, and that is virtual sex as well. And it can be very, very, very naughty and fun. Oh, hell no, Potato. Why? You're not going to be the only one that's giving up control. People that you're playing with also have no control, and you'll be able to do things to them as well. Oh, it's a lot of fun. Never say no to something you've not tried. That is the first step towards breaking away from societal norms. Number seven, leather and latex. I know a lot of people that get into this. They love the feel of that leather, or they love the look of that latex. And this is something that is usually grouped into the BDSM role. Wearing the leather and latex in bed can be very sexy, fun, and even help you experiment with role playing, like doing, you know, superheroes or cosplay or any of that kind of shit, if you're into that. Not only do leather and latex clothes do an amazing job of showcasing every curve on your body, but the special care required by the leather and latex also enhances their fetish potential. And I have some latex clothes. I have leather as well. But the latex, oh, it does hug the curves. You gotta love that. An entire BDSM role, the boot black, exist around properly maintained leather apparel, and boot blacks can even be found at kink events performing their services for tips. Mott, come on. We're not talking about bras or panties that are made by Playtex. We're talking about latex. Silly boy. Number 8. Make a movie with your special somebody, or make a movie with somebody that you can trust. If you're spending the night with someone you trust, filming your bedroom activities is a surefire way to turn up the heat. It goes without saying, though, make sure all parties have consented to the idea. You don't want something like that to be a one-way deal where you're doing it and they don't know about it, because, oh boy, the trouble you could get in. Not worth that at all. Mott says, I'm ready for my close-up. You are? Well, it would take a close-up, wouldn't it, sweetie? Oh. And there is a whole bunch on the internet about boot blacking, Callie. And if it is something that you're interested in, I can do a show on it. You just let me know. Yes, exactly. I don't remember what cartoon I seen it on. It was one of the politically incorrect cartoons. They did a skit about that if it was paid, it was illegal, but if it was for porn and getting paid, it was fine. And that is a very good point. Sex work is legal if it's porn. It might have been. Yep. Now, number 9, discipline. Discipline can be incorporated in the bedroom by allowing one person to reform or correct the other person's behavior, usually in an aggressive manner. It's not uncommon for discipline to make an appearance during role play, especially in like a student/professor fantasy. No, either trying to up that college grade or trying to get out of having to do some work, or you've already fallen way behind and that professor's going to offer you a little bit of extra credit. Under discipline comes punishment. The concept of being naughty in the bedroom is nothing new, so it only makes sense that there would be kink for punishing your worst behaviors. Similar to discipline, this also works well during role play. Now that you're full of ideas, it's time to get kinky. Don't be afraid to experiment with new, and always remember to use clear communication with your partners. Make sure you have a kinky safe word. Don't ever want it to go too far. Now, discipline, punishment. Well, now we start getting into some more of the BDSM stuff. Gags and bondage. Being gagged with either a ball gag, scarf, or rope is another common form of kinky play. Many people find drool gags, usually a ball secured to a strap, to be part of the turn-on. Be very careful when playing with gags. You do not want to have anything that will become a choking hazard, and you don't want anything that will restrict the airway. You got to be careful, so don't do anything crazy and be safe. Bondage is a common gateway kink, meaning it's often one of the first kinky things people try, tying your partner up to where you have full control over them. Very good point, Callie. Very good. Never leave a sub alone when gagged because of the choking hazard. And there's just so many things that can go wrong. Don't do it. Always take the gag out of their mouth when you leave the room if you're going to leave them tied up. So, bondage being a gateway, most people try bondage to lessen the ability to restrain against their partner's wishes. Whether you want to be tied up or be the one tying up, it's got to be consensual again. Yes, you can do bondage without rope work. I have tethers attached to my four-post bed. They are basically a nylon rope type deal hooked to Velcro wrist and ankle cuffs. And believe me, they work very well and you're not getting out of them. You can also use pantyhose. You can use the satin belts out of a robe. Oh, there's many, many different things that you can use. So yes. A cling wrap from okay. I like that, Callie. My problem with cling wrap, I can't even get it to stick to the damn dishes and bowls after I go to put it in the refrigerator. Now there is a episode of that where they're trying to get, where Peter's trying to get the cling wrap out. I laugh so hard when I watch that. It is super funny. But anytime you're dealing with restraints, always be careful, be mindful where you're restraining joints and airways. Be very careful. Be very careful. You can hurt somebody and you don't want to do that. It's all about enjoyment and pleasure, not about maiming. So always be careful. Number 11 goes back to the discipline again. Impact play. Everybody know what impact play is? Impact play is an umbrella term again that encompasses different forms of impact, spanking, paddling, turning over the knee, using cat of nine tails, lots of different things. When exploring impact play, aim for body parts that either have the most fat or the most muscle to ensure your bones and internal organs will be protected. Again, we're not trying to maim, we're just trying to have fun and do a little bit of a correction when needed. Also, when you're spanking the behind, avoid the tailbone. That can hurt really bad. If you've ever fallen on ice and hit that tailbone, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You do not want to be hitting somebody with a paddle on their tailbone. So be careful on that too. Spanking, perhaps the most common form of impact play. It ranges from using a paddle, your bare hand, over the knee, having them bend over a bed, different things. Fun fact, spanking is such a popular kink. It has its own community of enthusiasts known as spankos. I love that. I had to include that just because I thought that was cute. Number 12. Now we're getting into some really fun stuff. Power exchange. Power exchange is another umbrella term that encompasses a huge swath of BDSM, including dominance and submission. When playing with power exchange, both people come into the situation as equals, and one agrees to give up the power to the other. For example, a dominant might decide what their submissive will wear to a party or to an event or to even the bedroom. This power may be used in sexual ways as well, such as orgasm control, which we've already talked about, and more so subtle forms of control. Psychological control are also popular, where you actually control a lot of the different aspects. That's kind of what a mistress does. We basically take control of you. And but I want everybody to understand that the mistress sub dynamic is always an agreed upon dynamic. The sub still has power in this agreement, but they give up power on certain aspects of their life, their duties, things of that nature. So always remember that. No, that falls under a potato. That does fall under a different form. That is really under anal play. But now, submission is usually considered to be half of the domination submission power exchange. In this kink, the submissive partner agrees to give up control to the dominant partner for a set time, often called a scene. Now, in the actual kink world of dominance and submission, usually the dominant stays dominant and the submissive stays submissive, unless they are in a switch role, and then they can switch, and the dominant tonight may be the submissive tomorrow. Oh yeah, definitely. I was not judging you for thinking that, potato. And I can understand where you could actually think that could be impact play. So yes, I do understand. Domination is considered to be the other half. And that's where the partner is the dominant and assumes control for an agreed upon period again. They enjoy having pronouns such as sir or mistress. They require that obedience. So that is the dominance and submissive dynamic. Now, with that, there is that switch dynamic that I just briefly touched upon. And that's where you're neither full-time dominant or full-time submissive. The two of you enjoy swapping roles. And that can be a lot of fun. However, for a true dominant person like myself, it requires my partner to be every bit as dominant as me for me to be able to let go of that control. They have to assert their dominance in order for me to be able to submit. And a lot of people that are in these roles that try to do the switch can't pull it off because they don't have what it takes to actually be the dominant person in the relationship. Next, a topic that I absolutely love. I'll give you all three guesses and the first two don't count. Yes. Sex toys. Oh, I like small penis humiliation. That falls under humiliation, which we've already covered, though. But yes, I do like that. I love feminization as well. But the topic at hand is sex toys. Oh, I love a good sex toy. Oh, I love them. I love them as much for you as I do for myself. And there are combinations of sex toys that I can assure you, if you give me control of the right combination, if you go ahead and get the combination I tell you to get, I will guarantee you, if you do what I tell you to do, I can give you a Christogasm that will make you think you went to heaven and back. Or maybe even Sin so much doing it that you take over hell. I don't know. It's going to be one or the other. While commonplace for some, sex toys can feel kinky or taboo for others, especially when introduced to a partnered play. Even a simple vibrator can turn things up a notch, and more if the partner gets to drive it. Again, that's where the Lovence toys come in. Lovence is, yes, for the win. Very true, Callie. They are for the win. Potato, if you are anxious to use a sex toy, I don't know if you're looking for something that's internal or external. You give me an idea what you're looking for, and I guarantee you I can find a toy that will match your expectations and exceed them more than likely. Hey, Maxie, how are you doing, sweetie? I am so glad you joined me. All of this will be in transcript, so you'll be able to catch up also. It'll be on my site tomorrow morning. And you can also catch up with the recording if you want to get, you know, catch up on everything, because we have touched a lot of bases tonight. We've been around the infield many times. So anyway, and a lot of the stuff that you're trying to catch up with in chat probably didn't get full explanation from what I was saying. So definitely, hey Addie, listen to the replay, because you'll get a lot out of this. There's a lot of information. So sex toys can be in person, they can be virtual, they can be solo, they can be partnered. There's so many different combinations with sex toys you can do. And sex toys are not just for women. There are so many sex toys made for men that you will just absolutely love the combinations that we can come up with. Number 14, dirty talk. That is something that I require during sex. If you're not talking dirty to me while we're having sex, I am going to probably going to call you a name that you don't want to be called. I'm probably going to call you a Puritan. I'm probably going to call you a backdoor Baptist or something. Who knows? I love dirty talk, and I'm going to tell you, and that's part of communication too. During sex, you need to be communicating with your partner. And for us women, fuck me harder, fuck me deeper. Oh, all that. And if you're a guy, I want you to grab my hair and call me a slut. I want you to whisper in my ear how you're going to just tear my little pussy up. I want to hear all the dirty shit that you can come up with. That is fucking hot. That will take your kink to the next level. That will take your sex to the next level. You have to talk nasty when you're fucking. Now, when you're making love, you can, oh, baby girl, you're so sweet. Oh, my God, I love how you feel. That don't cut it for the whole session. That's only for a little bit of the time. When you're actually doing the business and actually pounding it out, and you're fucking, talk dirty. And trust me, if your girl's not talking dirty, you need to get her on board, because everything gets better with nasty talk. From sexting in real life, dirty talk is a common turn-on and something that's frequently explored during kink. It can be as simple as giving someone a few explicit comments, or as involved as spinning an elaborate fantasy. Whatever dirty talk phrases you choose, have fun and experiment and notice what turns you and your partner on the most. Very important. It needs to be mutual. I guess I need to do that. I need to do something like you dirty whore or something. I like that, Callie. I might have to do that. I would probably need to be caressed in some sort of way, touch my love language. Well, potato, I'm sure that, like I said, you gotta learn how to crawl before you can walk. So you start off with what's comfortable with you and then move on from there. And every one of these kinks is not something that you have to dive right into. It's not a list of 15 things to do. It's a list of 15 things that you might want to try. So some of these things may not be for everybody, but it is a list of things that can be exciting. And number 15, another one of my favorites, exhibitionism. Exhibitionism means enjoying showing off or being seen. You can try out an exhibitionist thrill by performing a striptease for your partner, by going further and inviting other people into the bedroom, or even checking out a party play. Remember, exhibitionism is a term is terms of kink is always done consensually. So keep that in mind. Voyeurism falls under exhibitionism. Voyeurism is when you are turned on by being watched by other people. But unlike peeping Tom at a window, in a kink context, voyeurism is done consensually. You can experiment with voyeurism by watching porn with your partner, watching them masturbate, or a number of other ways. And if you remember when I did this show earlier, hidden voyeurism is where you give consent, but you do not know who is watching. You give consent, like say, you go to your partner and say, "I want you to set up where somebody watches us fuck." You don't know who he's going to pick, but you know it's going to happen. And that makes it even hotter because you're not sure exactly who is watching you. And that can be another one of those really hot things. And Addie added, not sure if it's a kink, but it is weird that dresses and skirts make me horny. I don't know if it's because I mostly wear shorts and pants, so it's a new sensation, or if it's because of the idea of being more vulnerable or exposed that I can easily flash my panties, or if it's the sensation of rubbing my legs together, or if it's all of that. I am going to go out on a limb and say it's probably a little bit of all of it, Addie. That is, I am a skirt girl. I love my maxi skirts. I prefer wearing a skirt over a pair of jeans. Matter of fact, right now, as I sit here talking to you, I am in a red maxi. It's one of those real sheer, lightweight. But I love wearing skirts, and I love wearing the lingerie underneath too. There is something about the way when you're walking and you have a pair of stockings on and you're wearing a slip as well underneath your skirt, and that slip, that cool silkiness rubbing against your legs, that is something that's really hot and it feels really good, and it is something that is very erotic. So it may be a little bit of everything up there. Now, going from voyeurism to sex in public. What a way to close out the show. The thrill of being caught or exposed while hooking up in heightens the fun for some people, similar to the thrill of exhibitionism. However, public sex is illegal just about everywhere, so you might want to stick with sex parties when exploring this kink. For a bite size taste of this kink, you might enjoy the secret thrill of toys under your clothes, shadowbation, such as nipple clamps or vibrators. And just a heads up, the Gemini made by Lovense is the only toy that I have ever bought from them that I was disappointed in. It is the nipple clamp vibrator. Don't get it. It's not worth the money. Get you a pair of good nipple clamps and get one of those little butt insertion vibrators and hang it on the chain works much better. Well, just because you're a Gemini doesn't mean that the toy Gemini is bad. Doesn't always mean anything bad, potato. So, even sending or receiving dirty texts while out in public could be exciting. I don't really get into that. It's just, nobody knows, you know, other than you. If you really want to spice it up and do something in public, do the shadowbation or go to a sex party and do the outside sexual encounter, private beach, any of that kind of stuff is a lot of fun. Japanese clover clamps are amazing. I don't know what, I'm not 100% sure what that is. I'll have to look it up. I've never used those. So I will look those up, Callie. Sounds like it might be something kind of fun. So those are the 15 kinks that you can encounter or add. And I'm going to post the link in my Kinks and Drinks page. There was actually 50 on the site that I pulled a lot of this from. However, I'm going to qualify that. A lot of that 50 were subcategories. Like the voyeurism and the sex in public, I put that under exhibitionism. They made those as their own kinks. I don't agree with that, but there was a lot of good information in there, so I will post it and let you go and check it out yourself. I did cover the 15 that I thought would really spice things up. Now, I got to click on this. I have to go look and see what it is, Callie, so I can address it before the end of this show. Oh, okay. Oh, those do look kind of fun. I have a set of nipple clamps, and they're a little bit older, but I love them. And what they are a circle that your nipple fits inside of, and then there's a screw that screws into that circle that clamps your nipple down, and you can get them so tight that they will, oh my God, you'll think that your nipple's getting pinched off. But yeah, so I like those because they are adjustable to your taste of sensation. And remember this also, there is really no such thing as pain or pleasure. It's just sensation. Remember that. It's just sensation. So, did anybody encounter any of these kinks that they would like more information on or me to do a solo show about just that particular topic? Boot blacking would be nice. Well, guess what? I will add that to my list of things to do for you, Callie. Anybody else? Anybody else got a favorite kink that they would like to explore deeper? Because I do love exploring kinks. Thus, the name of the show, Kinks and Drinks. Speaking of drinks, the sin is sinfully delicious. Oh, and one of the names that I'll call you, that if I think that you're being a prude, I will call you a John Calvin in a heartbeat. And if you don't know who that is, look him up. Shampooing, as in like washing somebody's hair. Okay. So you kind of have a hair fetish. Okay. Well, we will dive into that too. That sounds like that could be a lot of fun and interesting. I kind of like the idea of that. Because there are so many different sensations that go along with that, just for both parties. So, yeah, I will add that to my list as well, potato. So, next week, we are going to be in the Enchantrix Radio server. And what I am going to do, here is the link to it for everyone. That's how you get to the Enchantrix Radio server. There is also a chat area right there. So the chat and the show will be done right there simultaneously. And there will be no more Podbean. The reason that I'm moving away from Podbean right now is they announced that I think it's May 18th, they're going to stop doing live streaming shows. And usually what that means is that there are going to start becoming issues with support or with bandwidth, all kinds of different things could happen. It's the suds and the sensations. Oh, that'd be a good name for the show, Potato. Suds and Sensations. I love it. So, anyway, next week, look for me on the Enchantrix Radio. That's where I will be. And I see potatoes over there right now. There ain't nobody in there right now, sweetie, but you. But anyway, you'll just go in there. If any of you go to FemDom Fridays, it'll be just like that setup. But instead of going to the FemDom Fridays channel, you'll go to the Enchantrix Radio channel. That's where we'll be. Eventually, I believe Kay Marie, her show will be moving over there. I'm not sure about Constance and Hunter yet. I don't know what their plans are as far as moving. I do know that Kay Marie is, she committed that she's going to be moving over there as well. So for sure, me and Kay Marie will be moving. I'm not 100% sure about Miss Constance and Miss Hunter, but they will keep you posted on their shows when they decide what they're doing. But for me, I am definitely going to be there starting next week. So I really had a lot of fun with everybody tonight. This has been a very busy show. Thank you very much. And this hour flew by. I was a little concerned whether or not I'd get it all in, but I'm kind of impressed that I did. So yay me. Thanks for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 or older to partake. Listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. I highly recommend that you listen to it off of my site because you get the extra little things. I share links, I share my transcripts, and it's just a little bit more interactive off of my site than just going and listening to the recording. So anyway, you all have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and until next week, you all stay kinky, stay dirty, stay perverted, and just be naughty and sinful.